Chapter 16. The kufi fell, and the sanctum filled with the strange odor of alien blood and an endless undulating wail. Savong La waited until the priests began their real work, then stepped away from the spatter pit so he could focus his thoughts on the bungled sneak attack.
"You do not wish to know Yun Yamka's will?"
Vergier asked, one eye still fixed on the howling slave.
"The slayer's will is no mystery. How to accomplish it? That is another matter."
He waved his hand toward the priests and their sacrifice.
"They serve in their way, I in mine."
Vergier's beak-like mouth cracked open in what Savong La had come to recognize as a mocking smile.
"You doubt the accuracy of Vaikta's seers?
Only the gods are infallible."
Savong La glanced into the pit and smiled at what was happening there.
"The priests are faithful servants, but until they can tell me how the Jedi work their magic, I must do my own work."
"You make too much of these Jedi."
Vergier looked back to the spatter pit and fixed her eye on the shrieking sacrifice. The Ithorian's T-shaped head curled in her direction, his gaze lingering on hers as his eyes grew glassy and distant. His screams subsided much sooner than they should have, and he slipped into that strange tranquility that sometimes came over slaves, even in their most anguished moments. A priest stepped in front of the Ithorian and tried unsuccessfully to draw him back into his pain.
"A pity for the invasion."
Vergier's tone was that of a thwarted child. "The priests are sure to take a dim view of that." Savong La glanced down to find her feathers hanging flat in disappointment. Sometimes she seemed more a Yuuzhan Vong to him than his own warriors.
"It was a Jedi squadron that intercepted the invasion of Arcania," he said, returning to her earlier remark. "And it was only two Jedi who forced us to sacrifice New Plimpto."
"Then destroy the Talfalian convoys," Vergier said. "That will draw them out."
Savong La raised his brow. "And sacrifice no Manor?"
"It would not be such a sacrifice."
Savong La smiled faintly.
"You have high ambitions for such an unassuming creature."
Vaikta stepped over to their side of the spatter pit and looked up. A stoop-shouldered female with an aged and wrinkled face. She did not bow to Savong La or cross her blood-streaked arms in salute. During a ritual, the priestess was beholden to Lord Shimra himself and would die, gladly, before offering deference to any other.
"The slave's silence will not please the slayer. You should not go through with the attack."
Savong La looked away from her.
"The decision is mine." "Lord Shimra has made that clear,"
she agreed.
"I was given to believe Lord Shimra also made clear you should consider the will of the gods in all things."
Savong La continued to look away.
"But the decision is mine."
Vaikta did not disagree.
"Good."
Savong La looked back to the priestess.
"You will ask Yun Yumka to punish the commanders who allowed the Jedi squadron to escape. I will order their replacements to make a half-hearted assault on the planet and withdraw."
"If you tease Yun Yamka, he will want lives,"
Vaikta warned.
"Many lives."
"Of course."
Though Savong La felt certain the god of war would understand the value of a good feint, it was better to be safe about these things.
"He shall have 8,000.
20,000 would be better,"
Vaikta retorted.
20, then.
Savong La turned and left the sanctum, already adjusting his plans to accommodate the ritual. The extra sacrifices would require a full escort instead of a single ship, putting an unnecessary strain on his already overextended logistics train.
Vergeer waddled up to his side.
We take that from Vecta. Even with reinforcements, the New Republic can't hold Arcania. Capture it, and make a fool of her.
Savonglau whirled on Vergeer. You question my judgment. He raised his foot as though to kick her. You think you know better than I how to win battles?
Vergeer gave his leg a contemptuous glance, then bristled her feathers and moved a step closer.
If you have a better idea, all you need do is say so.
It was all Savonglau could do not to burst out laughing. Around you? I think not.
Supreme commanders and high prefects trembled at his slightest frown. Yet Vergeer, this ugly little bird, dismissed his fury as though it were nothing.
You, I must watch. It will amuse me, if nothing else.